This is the review track. You're going to hear a word or phrase in Spanish, and then we're going to wait for you to pronounce it. And then we're going to give you the English equivalent. Remember to repeat these words out loud, and that way you can practice your pronunciation. Halfway through these phrases, we'll switch languages and go from English to Spanish. Ready?
Hola.
Hello, hi.
Yo.
I.
Ser.
To be.
Mucho gusto.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
El gusto es mío.
The pleasure is mine. All right, time to switch it up. First, we'll give you the English, and then we'll give you a couple seconds to say it in Spanish. Ready? I.
Yo.
The pleasure is mine.
El gusto es mío.
To be.
Ser.
Hello, hi.
Hola.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Mucho gusto.
Hola, soy Jesús.
Yo soy Montserrat. Mucho gusto.
El gusto es mío.
Basic Bootcamp Lesson 2. Hello, I'm American.
Today we've got another basic lesson about introductions, and in this lesson we're not only going to learn somebody's name, but we're also going to learn their nationalities. All right, let's listen to the dialogue.
Hola, soy Michelle. Soy costarricense.
Hola, Michelle. Yo soy Carlos. Soy estadounidense.
One more time with the translation.
Hola, soy Michelle. Soy costarricense.
Hello, I'm Michelle. I'm Costa Rican.
Hola, Michelle. Yo soy Carlos. Soy estadounidense.
Hello, Michelle. I'm Carlos. I'm American.
Estadounidense.
American.
Estadounidense. Estadounidense.
All right, what's next?
Costarricense.
Costa Rican.
Costarricense. Costarricense.
All right, what's next?
Puertorriqueño.
Puerto Rican.
Puertorriqueño. Puertorriqueño.
All right, what's next?
Inglés.
English.
Inglés. Inglés.
Okay, last one.
Español.
Spanish.
Español. Español.
We've been using the verb ser to talk about nationalities. The verb ser is like the English word to be, and we use it to talk about identity. So if I want to say I'm American, we said
soy estadounidense. Soy is a first person form of ser.
So soy means I am.
Yes.
Okay, now what if I'm not talking about myself?
Who do you want to talk about?
Fernando, I want to talk about you. So in English, I'd say you are Mexican, for example.
Eres mexicano.
Mexicano means Mexican.
And eres is the word for you are.
Eres.
Sí, eres mexicano. You're Mexican. But...
But what?
But you probably won't go around telling people that they're Mexican. You might ask someone if they're Mexican.
All right, then. So how do you make eres mexicano into a question?
Eres mexicano? Are you Mexican?
Eres mexicano? Just like that, with the question intonation?
Eres mexicano?
No, Fernando. Soy estadounidense.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, so I am...
Soy.
Soy. You are?
Eres.
Eres. What about a third person when we talk about Salma Hayek?
Es mexicana. Salma Hayek.
Es. So that's she is, right?
She is, he is, it is. It's all es.
Es. Okay, cool. So those are the singular forms of ser. I am?
Soy.
You are?
Eres.
He is, she is, it is?
Es.
Cool. So those are all the singular forms of ser that we used in the dialogue and in this lesson. There are also plural forms.
Do we have time to teach them now?
Well, we can just list them off real quick.